Week for the collaboration. We're excited for that. But yes, the foundation has been set for you, brother. Calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real. Yes, Man Up simply means now is my time to fight. I'm taking personal responsibility for my own life. I'm no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Yes, I'm walking in purpose with God, and I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. And yes, I am the God in me through Jesus Christ because I have manned up. Welcome, family. This is the collaboration. Without any further ado, I want to bring in my partner, my co-host, my ride or die here on Man Up. Oh, this is a time, a season of change, and I want to, we're going to talk about that. But welcome, Minister Michelle. Women Speak Now is on board.
Yes, 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 we are. God bless you. God bless you, man of God, my brother and co-ambassador, the mighty man of God, Pastor E. I'm excited to be here with you on tonight.
Amen. I'm excited to have you. I'm a little bit venting because tonight is going to. First of all, I want to share with everybody. If you know me, Pastor E is going to push you to go higher. And then when things start to happen for you, don't think you're supposed to change your attitude because this is a season for Minister Michelle where she's about to improve her education. Go ahead. Tell everybody what you're about to endeavor.
Well, at this point in my life, it's something I always wanted to do. I currently do have my bachelor's degree, but in my job, there's only so far you can go. And I'm getting up in age, and I'm trying to set my life so I can retire. So I wanted to go back to get my master's degree. So I have applied and been accepted and will begin my master's degree. Thank you, thank you. This August, Cal State Dominguez, and I'm mastering in speech pathology. It's actually speech and communication disorders, which will lead to me being certified and having a license to be a certified speech pathologist. So I'm excited. Pray for me. I've been out of school 10 years, but God is able, and I can do more. I can do all those things, put it that way, more than what I can imagine. I can do beyond what I can imagine because it is Christ who gives me the strength. And so I'm excited about it. Amen.
That's spectacular. I want to congratulate you, but I also want to thank you for being so committed and diligent at your craft here on the network. You have taken Women Speak Now to another level, and this collaboration thing, I can see where God is launching a new season in this realm here. But what has already been done has been done in excellence, and I just want to congratulate you first of all. We're doing God's will, and then now allowing him to push you to another level. A lot of people sit back and say, I'll just be content with what I have. But to go to another level and push yourself and to stretch your boundaries to say I'm going higher, I'm all for that. So anybody that knows me, you're not going to stick around me too long. And when it's time to go, it's time to go. Now, it didn't mean that she's gone for good, but unfortunately, she has classes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We need to be interceding for our sister on all those days, but she's not available for Thursdays. So this is actually our last collaboration together.
It is. I'm going to miss you guys so much. Let me tell you, Pastor E, I have grown so much. This has been an awesome, awesome time. You know, you never know what the Lord is leading you to and what he would have you to do, but I know that he ordered my steps here to be with you guys, and it's just been such a loving, welcoming family atmosphere, and I've tried to give 100% and do everything in excellence, so I appreciate that, you know, you do recognize that I did give 100%, and it was just a great, great experience, and I know that the Lord is taking us both higher, not just myself, the network, everyone who's connected, whoever will come aside of me, not behind me, aside of me, is going to do great and amazing things, and it's just so much that the Lord has for all of us in the body of Christ. It's just an exciting time, and I'm just going to miss you guys, and definitely keep me in your prayer.
Oh, yeah, but you still are now our P2P Now Network. Let's just let everybody out there know. This isn't one of them breakoffs where you – no, she'll still be coming back periodically and ministering definitely when we have a time and her schedule allows. But she will not hosting here for Women Speak Now. Glory be to God. Now, I remember we talked about that before. It hasn't been a pull or a stretch because when the invitations went out to the individual ladies to come on board, God first told us that this is a season to grow people. And instead of just
Absolutely.
Looking at one person for 5 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, let's expand this and let's put an invitation out to some mighty women of God that have been following and supporting the network. And the yeses came like as soon as the offer was put out there, yes came. So let me share with everybody. We're not losing a beat. On the first Thursday of every month, Women Speak Now will be hosted by Evangelist Lisa. She will be over that show. The second week will be Apostle Barbara. The third week will be, watch this one, Minister Monique.
Yes,
Monique Garrod is going to be taking on. We're still trying to be very, very creative on this third Wednesday, because Hot Topics is so dynamic. She may continue with your match on.
Awesome.
But we may open up a round table for some younger people. Whatever God is putting on her heart right now, she's in prayer and in a meditation for that. And then right away, we have a co-host for the collaboration on Man Up the Movement and Man Up the Movement. And that is Evangelist Charlene out of San Diego. Now, you guys have heard Evangelist Charlene through our network periodically. But she stepped right up, and even though she has other commitments Thursday after the show, she's willing to sacrifice to be a part of this collaboration. I'm looking for some fresh wind.
Yes, they're gonna bring it.
But we're also gonna be asking the other three ladies that are hosting here on Women Speak Now to come on the collaboration also. So it's for
That's
you guys.
Awesome.
And I know you'll be bumping in. You think you're gonna be too busy. Watch, God's gonna make a way that you can put that little earpiece in and get in and be like, look at them, look at what God is doing.
Praise God.
When you're doing God's will, there's no breaks. There's no dead time. It's when you move in season, it works in purpose. Because you know, we could have easily been like, hold on, ain't time. Why are you doing that? No, do what God has told you to do. We encourage that. Grow.
Praise God.
Step out of faith.
Yes, he's an on-time God. He's going to always provide. The provision
was
already there.
Yes, he is.
That's the kind of God he is. Amen.
So this isn't a sad time. This is really rejoicing, because we're gaining other partners and covenant partners to come on and be a part of the network that will grow in their cities and see the expansion of the network. But when we work together to work things out, we never leave. We go to different places and different purposes and things, but we still stay connected. So you guys know that Minister Michelle is still rooted here, and we are rooted with her. Elite Kingdom
Praise
Ministries
God.
Is ready. So you guys continue to watch her page and bless her in that area. But enough of that. This is the collaboration, and I'm going to get all I can out of you these next 2 days, Tuesday and Thursday, that
God.
We have fun. I put it out to my boys tonight. I said, look, this is our last time that we have Minister Michelle that we can ask the questions through her. You better come right. So you better watch. You better be ready. Thursday,
okay.
we pulling out some of those questions. We said that's a little bit too heated. We put blend them in a little bit and make them network ready. But we are going to bring out some dynamic questions for you on Thursday. Look out.
I'm excited. Praise God.
Amen. Well, this is the collaboration. Go ahead and pray us in, and let's get started. I know you have some dynamic questions you want to ask us men. I'm grateful and very honored that I could be the one to channel and bounce a lot of these off. But if you're out there, my brothers, do not feel like you cannot dial one and get involved in this conversation. We want to hear from you. Also, sisters, if the question that is asked kind of is connecting and touching with you, come on, dial one. And get involved and say, well, what if it was asked this way? Or let's make the discussions and let's put some fire in this thing. So go on and pray us in, woman of God.
You got it. Oh, Father God, we come before you, Lord, just to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God. We thank you for calling our names and giving us the strength to live out our purpose, which is in you. We thank you for being such a great God, a loving God, a kind God, a wonderful God, an amazing Father. Oh, your love and your word endures forever. We give you all honor, all praise, all glory. We ask your blessings over tonight's conversation. And, oh, Holy Spirit, we invite you in. We set the atmosphere in love as you guide our words and our actions. May all that we say and do bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, go right ahead. I know you're ready.
Yes. Yeah. So question number one for the men on tonight is, why is it hard for men to show emotion in church? Why is it hard for men to show emotion in church, for example, doing praise and worship? Why is that?
Well, you know, that's not me. So,
right.
Well, you know, we started to talk about that because I was really getting into that one because I really pushing my brothers to be more involved. But first of all, it's that macho man inferior is that, you know, first of all, when they see a brother like me just crying and lifting your hands and just worshiping God, they look at you a little differently. But then on top of that, they don't want to be – when the feeling that guys are feeling, they don't want that to be them. And
exactly.
I was so glad when I saw that question because it's something we really need to talk about. And I need my brothers out there to hear this also, is that it's not a feminine or an emotional thing to worship God. And guys still don't get
it.
They see that as a position of softness and the guard being let down. Now, you know, it's not a lot of brothers going to church, so we're trying to even grow that. But with the guys that are going to church, will because of tradition and because of the way the church is being built and still is in standing, it's not really something that's pulled out.
Okay, that's a good answer. Good answer. Well, we were wondering, like, women were thinking, like, is it an issue with them, with men feeling vulnerable, or is it hard for them to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit? Are they wondering what other men are thinking? That type of thing. And I think you answered all that, Pastor E.
Yes, yes. But, you know, that goes, you know, when you put out there, it really gave me an opportunity to say, man, God, look how we're looked at. Why would that question come up if there wasn't a void? And a emptiness that both parties feel equal in worship. And it has to not be about what people see about you or think about you, but what you're doing to, you know, prove yourself to God.
Amen. Yeah, well, I know women feel like, you know, doing praise and worship, they have no problem, you know, showing emotion or, you know, crying or just, you know, just being vulnerable to the Holy Spirit. But then you look at the man, he's just like stone faced, you know, no emotion. It's like, are you even involved in praise and worship? What's going on?
It goes really too, if it's really a praise and worship, you know, are the brothers having intimate meetings together about worship and knowing the intimate parts of God through praise, through worship, through honoring Him and being really totally submissive. See, for me, this is a personal answer. Now, for me, it's natural because when I'm worshiping God, I feel like nothing. People like, oh, you just saying that. No, I'm serious. I demand that I'm nothing. And when you're in a position of nothing, the flow of the Holy Spirit goes that tears roll. It's not sad tears. It's tears of joy. Crying and utterance of the Holy Spirit be going out and being released by the unction of the Holy Spirit. And it comes from submitting to God. That I was teaching that today is that worship is respecting, is exonerating God as oh wow, as awesome. You know, the Bible says that we serve a jealous God. Jealous is defined as intolerable of any rivalry. So that means if there's anything that takes away from your attention to God, God is jealous of that. And that's where worship comes, is that it's really not about what people see. It's the ability to give God all you have. I hope a brother heard me out there today.
That's good. That's a good answer. Absolutely. Praise God. Well, I don't know
Hallelujah.
If it's just men being taught not to show vulnerability. Is this something that you have to relearn?
Well, no, that's that man thing. You're like, oh, hey, homie, man, don't let them see you cry. Don't let them see you cry.
Once
you cry, they got you. Once you cry, they got you. Oh,
right.
You show weakness.
Right.
You know, you show weakness, and this has been taught for so long. But you show weakness, that's it. That's it. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
So we're changing some of those paradigms and stereotypes that are out there. But it's still strong in the church. That's why I'm so encouraged to get out of the church and ask brothers to come out of the church, so they can understand the church is them, and that's where God has to dwell. Don't get me to preaching tonight.
Praise God. Well, good. I think we answered that. Women wanted to know. You guys delivered. Praise God.
Now, if you guys want another option, I see Pastor Dwayne on board. We can bring him in and let him give an option. James Hudson is online tonight. So I got some backup tonight. Wait a minute. Yes, we need others to get involved on that question there, because I know James is a worshiper. James will boo-hoo in a minute and be smiling in his face like, even like, people, you look at somebody like, wait a minute. Tears are rolling from your face, but it looks like the joy of the Lord on you. That's worship. So I know James
can
share that.
And then, that is worship.
Oh, yeah. And you guys already know that Pastor Dwayne is a softy. He is a butterball for Christ. Pastor Dwayne, come on in, man. I know you want to share.
Yeah. No, I caught parts of your question about worshiping, right? Let me catch up.
Ask the question again. Hold on. Let her ask this again. And watch.
Praise God. Why is it hard for men to show emotion in church, for example, doing praise and worship? Why is it hard for men to show their emotion doing praise and worship in church, basically? That's the question. That's the call.
If I'm catching this right, when I get into praise and worship and things of that, you know, I get sensitive. I'm very sensitive to the Holy Ghost, and so
praise God.
I cry. I'm a crying worshiper. I fall out. I get down. I give God all the glory, and so I'm kind of like that part of my sensitive comes out. Why? Because I'm sensitive to Christ. I love what He do for me in my life. So I know I don't see Him in flesh, but I feel Him in spirit. And so I'm more like a crybaby when it comes to praise and worship. So I cry out. I mean, I don't worry about nobody. I don't worry about nobody, how they receive me, how they take me, how they think about me or anything like that. I'm crying out to the Lord. I'm thanking God for everything He's done in my life. Not only that, I'm asking Him to continue to keep me in mindful with Him. So tomorrow will become a day of a new beginning. So when I listen to praise and worship, when I get into praise and worship, I mean, it's a totally different ball game.
Explain to our listeners, Pastor Dwayne, explain to our listeners that it's not just something we do just to do. It's a softness in us by submitting to God.
Yeah.
Worshiping is submitting to God.
Worship is a lifestyle. Worship is not a showboat. You know, a lot of folks, they worship in a show. It's not a showboat, because once you worship, it's a sensitive side inside of you that comes out. You know, it breaks you down. If a man can't be broke down, then that means he don't have a relationship. It's a relationship with Christ. It's, you know, not to put it in this frame of matter, but this is how I got to put it. When you lose someone close to you, you cry out, man. You don't worry about nobody telling you to stop crying. You don't worry about nobody this and that. You just pull out, and that's how you pour out to Christ. It's something inside of you that cries out more and more and more. And so you becomes like the angels, because they said the Bible said the angels worship Him. They don't talk to Him. They worship and say, "Holy, holy, holy." So it's something within inside you, were connected to the Spirit of God, that has you. You're a different creature.
You're in a different realm.
You're sitting there bawling.
You're out.
You're on the floor. You're not worried about anybody looking at you. And you just. It's a side of you just comes out.
Well, did we help you, Minister Michelle? I told you
something. Oh yeah, that was an awesome. That's an awesome answer. Very encouraging too, to hear that a man can actually press in into the presence of God, where he is just vulnerable and just allow the Holy Spirit to minister into him. I mean, it's a great time. I mean, it's like, you know, as a woman, if you have a husband, you want him to experience that, because it's like, I'm trying to explain to you how I felt, and if you never felt it, you think I'm crazy. But if you already can relate, then, hey, that's a wonderful time. We both can just be together enjoying the presence of the Lord in praise and worship. It's a beautiful time. It's a wonderful thing, and I encourage both men and women, because some women themselves have an issue being vulnerable to the Holy Spirit. So it's
just
something that
you
don't want to. Right, absolutely. You don't want to miss out on it.
Oh, no, it's something, excuse me.
And I think, to put more in that, once you see the body of Christ really praise and worship, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing because we are connected. We are connected. You know, that's what, you know, I like praise and worship, but I like true praise and worship. I don't need nobody to get me in. When I go to the church, he already there. He waiting for me to get in, you know. And once you tap in and everybody tap in, that's when deliverance take place. That's when healing take place.
Yeah.
That's when
curses get broke.
That's when generation curses get broke. That's when healing sins have been forgiven. God's forgiven sin. People are being touched. Their lives are being different. You know, praise the trooper. You can't even preach. You can't even bring a message.
Amen.
You can't even
talk.
That's how thick the Holy Ghost be. And that's a beautiful feeling, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an experience that I fell in love with. I've seen kids, man. I've never in my life seen 6, 7, 9, 10, and 12, up to about 15 years old, stuck in the Holy Ghost. Stuck, just crying out. I'm like, my God, what is... That's why people say that I want what you got.
Praise
why? Because you letting his light shine. That's why folks say, man, he's different. There's something about them different, something about her different. I want what she got because she ain't got the same thing these people got that I go to church with. They ain't got that. That's that true hope. That's that hope.
All
that's
right
that
now.
Worshiping, man. That's that. My God. Y'all going to stop me? Oh, my God, man. I'm quiet.
You know, if we really got
my God, I'm just thinking about
that.
I'm just thinking about today and not to bring. I'm just thinking about today. A young man that I know, a friend of mine's, I was on my way to work this morning, and I hear that last night we had, it was like 59 African-Americans got killed this year in Madison, Wisconsin. It's never like this. And last night a young man got killed, and I was just at my job, just on my way to work. I was in the car bawling. I'm bawling right now. Why? Because God still is able to protect us. And that comes in praise and worship. That comes in seeking God, man, because I could have been out there. I could have been driving and got shot in my car. I could have been on my way to go to my sister's house and the bullet could have came. That's what I'm talking about, man. So it gets sensitive when you get to talking about this praise and worship. And, oh, my God, my God.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Well, amen. We could keep that one going if we did. I'll be preaching a sermon here in a minute because it really goes back to not going to church. You know, he said, when you go in, you got to stay in. Worship is a consistency with God. That's a relationship. See, relationship isn't like just in the morning or just in the afternoon. A relationship is consistent. Even though I'm not with you, I'm still in a relationship with you, even though you're not with me. So in worship, it has to be consistent with God, and we're continually yearning not to go in, to stay in. Can I get about 5 people tonight, just before the end of this broadcast, to say, I really understand what you said because I want to stay in. Because that means there's no more trying to wonder or trying to guess. I know he's in here. Not the places I go. He's in this place. Who's the church? I think it's you. Go to the second question before we keep going on this.
You got it. Question number two. Question number two is, do men compare themselves to other men? Do men compare themselves to other men? For example, physically.
And you don't even need an example. Yes.
Spiritually.
Yes. Seriously.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We don't claim. We don't profess it. You guys are say. Oh yeah, I'm jealous of them shoes. I'm getting some better. But we do watch each other, but we watch each other discreetly.
Okay.
But I found something out today. By you asking that question and me listening to some responses, there's some insecurities out there when it comes to men of God, not men of the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's more controversy in the church between men than it is in the world, because the brother in the world is they hang with the ones that can hang with them. they deal with the people that are their type of, you know, their type of people, you know, who can hang or who can spend the same or do the same.
Right.
In the church.
Right, got it.
We're supposed to be equal, but there is such a division of men in the church.
Hmm.
Brothers don't work together.
My Lord.
I'm just saying from this network, on this Man Up the Movement, this broadcast has been on over 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we have great responses and we have great covenants with but it's not where it should be when it comes to men working together and
got
saying,
right.
He has a show. I can't go over there because then they're going to think I'm under him. That's where we have a problem as men is working together because now you're starting to see that with a lot of us, Pastor Marvin, Bishop Irons in Florida, mm-hmm. Pastor Dwayne, all of the brothers on the network, we're working together, but that's only a handful.
Right.
And to say this is the part here, we watch each other and we envy each other because we won't help each other. To say, I see what you're doing, man, you blowing up. But now you need me to do something for you. Oh, no. Well, I'm going to put a cost on it now because, I feel you're doing more than I should be doing because that should be me. And that's the problem that we have in the church. The world has a lot of issues. We know that already. But let's talk about the church tonight. And that's what really hit me mm-hmm. on that question is because we do watch each other. And the way you could tell it because we won't help each other.
Gotcha.
So and when we do help each other, it's only one or two. Huh? We compete. We're competing. Oh, yes.
Compete.
We want the biggest role. We want the biggest pulpit. Mm-hmm. We want the largest congregation. We want we want. I'm glad I'm not part of that we want because I want God's will.
Amen.
I truly do. And you can have my position. You can take the microphone. I do that already. I'll do that. Oh, I do that already too. You can take anything. You can. I was going to say I'll take the lesser job, but I do the lesser job and the greater job. But all that to say is that we have to work together better as brothers.
Amen.
And
amen.
For you ladies to know that out there, we do compete with each other in the streets and more so in the church. This real talk, Man Up the Movement, the collaboration.
Real talk.
Well, and that's so evident because it's so evident. Because there's only a handful. Like, just say, for instance, I'm not throwing him under the bus, but James Hudson, awesome man of God, has helped millions, either by in his own personal, arena or through mm-hmm. his plays, through YouTube, however, has touched millions. But when he goes to do something, there's only a handful to try to help him out. Now, it's a good thing that there's some handfuls that are committed. But for all that God is doing, we should all be willing to help push him in everything he's doing so he can push us in what we're doing, and then we're pushing each other.
Amen.
That's where the gap is, and that's why we compete. That's why we don't invite each other to come preach, and I do, but that's why we don't ask each other to sing. Well, I do, but we need to do better in that area because it really doesn't matter to me because I want to do the will of God, and that means building you is what God's will is to show you the best in you.
Amen.
James, you might want to get in since I threw you under the bus. Dial 1 if you're available to get in on that response. Pastor Dwayne, we'll bring you back in. Now, ladies, you hear only Minister Michelle. Chime in and get your voice heard along with hers as we're getting some.
Yes.
James already hit one. What's up, my brother? Come on, ladies, you can get involved too. Dial 1 and feed in and bounce this thing around. Let's discuss the collaboration tonight. What's up, man of God?
Bless you, man. Bless you.
God bless you, man.
Work at it. Bless you, my sister. Yeah, man. I've been listening to you guys, man. And like always, I'm being very encouraged. That's just the way it is. And you're definitely speaking the truth tonight. That is for sure about the collaboration, being trying to be on the same accord, and trying to get the support that you need. But I've come to learn, man, that, you know, the Bible already tells us, give us an answer to all this reason why you can't find the support that you need when you're doing great things and people see that you're doing great things. It says, the vineyard is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And she's already warned us, don't be looking for a bunch of people to come help you because they're not coming. So not when you're out trying to do the things that we're trying to do. You're in the weeds and you're in the trenches. And that's how come it's so important, man, to have the favor of God. Because he knows how to send you what you need when you're looking for that 50 people to show up and then to help you feed the homeless, and then, you know, he might send 10, but that 10 is gonna be the one that you need. So if you went out and got 50 yourself, you'd probably have a bunch of confusion going on. So I just come to learn just to try to do the best that I can, because that's where it all starts, man. Just doing the best that you can. And to support your brother, I tell people all the time, man, the way I really believe I get the blessings that I get is by trying to help other people. I don't care if they're doing the same thing I'm doing or whatever. I do not let Satan play with my mind about not supporting my brothers. That's just not going to happen with me, because I've learned that lesson. And if you really want to be blessed by God, bless somebody else. That's where you're going to get blessed. Support somebody else. Something else that somebody else is doing. Don't just always buy.
That's a sermon right there.
And what I
was saying,
man. It starts with helping other people. That's what it's all about. And we've missed that so many times. All this envy that we have for other people. How are you going to expect for God to bless you and show you favor if you envy in your brother? Because I keep telling people, man, look, you can envy me all day, or I can envy you all day. But the bottom line is, you might not know I envy you, but God knows I envy you. And that's where your problem is. because he's got the key. He's got the key to the whole thing. So my thing is, get right with God. I mean, why am I going to do things that I know that don't impress God? My whole intention is trying to impress God, and that means by treating my brother fairly and loving my brother, even that brother that I know that don't like me for whatever reason. People don't hate on you. We all know that, for no reason whatsoever. They don't need no reason. They don't need a reason whatsoever. But if I turn around and despise that person just because of that, then I'm in no better shape than he is. The Bible says you pray for them. Pray for those people that despitefully use you. That might be hard to do, but if you do it, then that's when, man, if you look at my Facebook page right now, that's what I put on there. Man, those people that envy you, those people that would do you harm, pray for those people. Pray for those people that you know that already have done you harm. Those people who envy you, that are jealous of you, pray. Find yourself praying for those people. And, man, I am telling you, favor will come and find you. People, oh, I don't know, it's just so hard to forgive. It's just so hard. Well, okay, of course it's hard to forgive. We all know that. But if you do it, and, you know, if you do it with a sincere heart, then favor will find you, because you're going to be able to do things that other people just say, I'm sorry, I just can't forgive him for that. You just don't know what he did to me. And all of that, man, you got to let all that stuff go. You got to let that stuff go. If you don't, it's going to tear you down. It's going to tear you down. And people don't realize you just cutting off your own blessings. You think you're hurting that other person. That person is somewhere across town having a good time, and you over there all frowned up in the face and talking crazy. that is just crazy. We got to learn to let this negativity go, man. And that's my thing. I feel so free in life right now because I don't know an enemy. I might have some. I don't know who they are if I do have them, because to me they're not my enemies, because I love them. So he can't be my enemy. And I don't allow people to be my enemies. If you don't want to be bothered with me, go on about your business. I'm going to love you. I'm going to pray for you. But I am not going to let you cast that hardness in my heart for no man. That's just not going to happen, because I understand that's my freedom. And I'm not just going to let you take away my freedom. And you guys were talking earlier about these men in church, and I'm like the brother said, I'm just a crybaby, I guess I don't know what it is, man, because I'm telling you, man, when I get in church and the spirit starts moving, I don't care who around, I don't care what's going on. I was at a funeral of a 20-year-old kid the other day, and the pastor was preaching, because this boy got shot at some party or something. Man, I mean, he was really bringing that word out there. I mean, I was stood up the whole time. I guess them kids thought I was crazy, so it was a church full of them. I was mad because he was telling them just the way it is. He said, if you be shamed to own me before man, right, then I'm going to be shamed to own you before my father. So I have no shame when it comes to God, because I know that's where my blessings come from. How am I going to be ashamed of that? So, you know, that's my thing, is just trying to control my composure when I'm talking about God, because I know what he's done for me. So it's hard for you when a man start talking to me about God, especially a brother that I know that know God. Oh, man, we finna have a hallelujah good time. You know, I'm ready to hold my mule, and I guess I can hold his, but you have to understand that. You have to have that relationship with God yourself, and that's what a lot of people don't have. A lot of those men that you may see in church have never really had that personal relationship with God. Yeah, they talk about God, we know God, but you don't have that personal relationship where you talking to God all throughout the day. I can't tell you how many times throughout the day I just said, Lord, I love you. Man, let me tell you. You keep telling God you love him if you want to. I was just saying this earlier today. I said, man, these blessings I've been getting, just coming from all, every phone call is a blessing. I said, this don't even make no sense. But I'm making a habit of constantly telling God all throughout the day, Lord, just thank you, Lord. I love you. And that's it. Just keep on going about my business. 2 hours later, now, Lord, I just love you so much. It's just like a woman. You ever seen a man that's really hard? We call him a hard guy. Oh, he's some drug dealer. And he marries this woman, walks down the aisle. When that woman come walking down the aisle, he got tears flowing from his eyes. He loved that woman so much. He's like, oh, my God, I'm so lucky. Oh, he just got tears. He just boo-hooing like, man, I ain't never seen him cry before. I ain't never seen him cry before. Yeah. But all those emotions are just going. He can't stop. He don't want to cry, but he can't stop himself. He's so emotionally charged. He loved that woman so much. He loved that woman so much. He think he's the luckiest man in the world, right? Well, that's the way it is with the Holy Spirit. You just love Amen. God so much. You just feel like you're the luckiest person in the world. You don't care if your homeboys don't understand. That man don't care who understands.
I can care less.
He can care less, man. He can care less. He's so happy. He ain't crying tears like that. All the tears of joy, and he know that, man. He said, man, I'm so lucky. I feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
All right.
Them same feelings you need to have for God. It's the same thing, them same feelings. You love him. You just love him so. Is it deeper?
Exactly.
And that's what I try to explain to people. If you ever get to that point where you just love somebody so much, you feel like you can't live without them. You can't be without them. That's the feeling you should have for God. And when
Amen.
You get that feeling. When you get that feeling, then you got it. Because then you know for yourself you got a personal relationship. So there it is. And that's the feeling
that Holy Ghost
so many
is flowing
times.
Now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It starts flowing.
So you guys hear
flowing.
James get that giggling, if you know the Holy Ghost is
moving
in this place.
Praise God.
Yeah, right. And you know I'm in the gym, so I had to go find me a secluded room. I said, let me get out.
Yes, man. We appreciate you, bro. I can't wait to see you next month,
man.
James, tell our listeners before you go, because I know you're at the gym, please tell us about, man, American Stepdaddy, man, coming up August 26th there in Houston, Texas, at your home church.
Yeah, man, I really am excited about the faith we have coming up. August the 26th, as you know, that's the day that the mayor has given me a proclamation making August the 26th
James
Hudson Day for
Hudson
the city of Houston. That's called favor. That's all that is. Cause I have no idea how that happened. But anyway, I do know how it happened. It's called favor. But we are doing American Stepdaddy, where a man falls in love with a woman and she has 9 gifted and talented kids. And man, I tell you, I was teaching a class the other day and I ran into this woman. She said, you got to see my daughter. She's only 7 years old. This little child, make a long story short, she's an internet sensation. I tell you, if this little 7-year-old child won't pray you underneath the table, man,
right,
this child is. Oh my God.
You need to watch the video. I've watched
What's
it several times.
I'll
this little girl, you be like, wait a
Brother
minute.
Collins.
Whoa. Is that Juanita Bynum? Did Juanita
What's
Bynum come up out of the.
I actually have that child starring in the play. And then, of course, I've got another little 10-year-old child that has seen the national anthem for the Houston Rockets, and she's opened up for Frankie Beverly and Mays. And these children are just off the charts, man. And I'm just so excited about this play.
Amen.
And and the opportunity that God has given, not only me, for them. So anyway, that's August the 26th. For those people that are in Houston, Texas, you can go to my Facebook page. You'll be seeing information about that. I'll be throwing that out there starting next week for sure. So be prepared.
They've already seen the event through the Now Radio for You page. We have an event already set up for that because we're fortunate to be in town for that. I don't know how you're going to use me, but I know you will. Pastor will be there for American Stepdad, and I've done a lot of things with James. I'm just so happy to see what God is doing in his life. But you guys got to be a part of that. So you know, if you're not in town, you'll have an opportunity, if allowed by James, to have a live video, Facebook video of that, of the 7 o'clock showing. If he allows me to do that, I will be doing a Facebook live showing of that show after it's gotten started and everybody's gotten seated. Not just, we don't want to make it easy for you. We need to support James out there. But my people in California been on me, James. They be like, man, you going to go live? You going to go live? I say, I got to talk to James, man. We really want to get people in there, and people think that they just watch it on their tablet or something through me. We want to really make this a spectacular event that produces. And so that's the thing about that. But you guys, don't worry. You know, he'll let me get in there at some point in time for a couple of interviews. And the Now Radio for You will be there live. And we're excited about that. God bless you, man. We got a third question. I want to let that get in there. Don't hang up if you got a minute that you go on and work out. And we can hear on this last question, we can hear the banging of the that steel, because that inspires me. But see, she's laughing too. That inspires her too. So go ahead and do what you got to do. We'll bring you back in, man. Question number three.
Question number three is, what makes a man want to get married?
Sex.
What makes a man want
sex.
To get married? Good Lord. All right.
Sex.
Sex. That's the top of the list.
Sex.
That's your answer.
Sex.
You're sticking with it.
Sex. If she holy, he going to marry because of sex.
Mm. Well, at least we're getting the real answer on tonight.
Hold on.
This is real talk, huh?
I've been waiting on number three. Look, I've been waiting on number three because that's the 70-30 answer.
Uh-huh.
And that's looking into all how he put it and all that. I said, no. You did that because you knew sex was the outcome. And 70% is for sex. 30% was because they were raised in a Christian home. They were raised that they are to find a good thing. And when they find a good thing, they find a wife. And once they have that wife, they build a family. They build a tradition, and they continue in that family life. That's still 30% of the men that I talk to. But 70% straight up said.
Any percent, I mean, we're going for 1%. What's the second we can get? Anybody say love? Anybody? 1%? 2?
I didn't get 1.5. That part because I think when we asked that question, we probably need to ask this question on Thursday night. Women are more emotional mentally than men are. You know, you guys are you guys talked about it a couple of weeks ago. You already outdo us 10 years. So you guys are kind of similar in that mode.
Now, I've always been told that, you know, with men, like, they could be dating multiple women, or let's say, you know, one woman, sex was greater than the other, whatever the case may be. But if he loved that woman, then that's what made him, like, he said, well, why did he choose me? You know, it's like, oh, because he didn't love you. So you're saying it didn't have nothing to do with love whatsoever, and it really came down to the sex. I'm trying to be clear for the women.
I'm not going to take back what I said. 70% is that. Now, don't get me wrong. There are percentages that turned out to great loving relationships, and that's over 50% of the 70.
Mm-hmm.
20% of them, that was their initial reason for doing it, and it never worked.
Now, was it to have it because sex was good? Which one is it? Was it because of sex was it to have it as often as you want, or that it was good?
Oh, well, they didn't know if it was good or not yet. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. To have it. You don't know what's good until you have it.
Right. I'm trying to say, like, was, you know, because I wanted to have it, so I married you, or because I enjoyed it, I want to have it more often, or, you know, I'm trying to just qualify this here answer. I'm trying to help you, brothers, to be honest.
Let's help
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help y'all.
Well, the reason for the collaboration, we want to be transparent because the reason for the collaboration is so
don't
ladies can
answer.
Know how to be stronger
answer.
In
right?
their response to men.
Absolutely.
We ain't throwing us under the bus. We're saying that the true answer is that, okay, let me give you a synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
I meet a young lady, and no, this is not Pastor E. This is just me pretending. I meet a young lady. We kick it off and all that. But when it all comes down to it, she goes to church.
Mm-hmm.
She believes in the Word of God. And ain't nothing going farther than that until there's some matrimony. A man is going to take matrimony because of the desire to have her. Now, as I said, it has turned out that a lot of relationships grow and build from that, but because of the wrong reasons, sex was the reason. If I don't marry, she ain't gonna never give up. She ain't gonna never give in. I gotta mess. All she says that she's the marrying type. She's been raised this way, but she likes me. I like her, but I want that. I mean, that's what men do.
I got it. I hear you loud and clear.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Now, like I said, it's still the favor of God comes out in the end, and there are some marriages and some relationships, but there's a lot of relationships that have went bad because there was only because of sex or because of physical, like she fine or he fine or she got this or he got that, that now there was never a chance for God to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful there's still 30% of men that have been raised, trained, and guided by their parents to grow a family. But we have a lot of work to do in that area to say that it's about, remember I said this about 3 weeks ago, when you meet somebody, it shouldn't be about, okay, you have that initial magnetic touch. But that's when the real questions have to come out to getting to know each other and see if we really are compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Because what looks good is not always good. Oh, my God. What tastes good is definitely not always good. And what sounds good will lead you far so far off that you'll be like, you can't trust your sound.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the statistics. And I did ask a lot of questions like, nah, man, I couldn't get in without that.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the downside to the whole thing that I learned today. Men really would prefer not to be married in this season,
mm-hmm.
in this this time in our lives. When you ask a lot of guys, like, man, I just rather stay single. You know, the guys that are faithful, they meet the wrong person. That's because they didn't get to know each other, and they get hurt. Vice versa, women, they need a void filled, and they meet somebody, but they just looking at the void being filled instead of the person you put in the void to fill it. So there's a lot of hurt out there. And so men, there's a lot of men just rather stay single.
Well, a lot of women want to be married for companionship and, you know, tired of being lonely. So that's like one of the main reasons for companionship.
Yeah. For companionship, but sex and companionship probably about the same, you know, they're probably about the same level. I need a void field.
Well, companionship, some sex, I suppose. But
yeah,
well, I mean, women can really do without sex. They just want companionship.
But that's still a void that has to be filled. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's sex for men, that's a void that needs to be filled. But companionship or somebody protection, just to know it's a man in the house. But you don't know that man 5150. Oh, wait a minute. We ain't 5150. We 5175. That's y'all. Oh, y'all didn't want to laugh on that one too fast, huh? We 5175. I'm going to admit it to y'all. That means we're more extreme than you are. We just don't show it as quick. Y'all 5150 because y'all just let it go.
Yeah, well, you know, men bring the 5150 out of you.
Thank you.
We prefer to be 5170. That's
well,
our comfort zone.
I think we all have our own issues, and that's what the collaboration is about, helping us work this out. Tonight has been a really, really, really expounding broadcast. I wanna give an opportunity. Oh, look. Ooh, I didn't even have to open the lines. Minister Terry wants to, and you know what? We're gonna pray for Minister Terry tonight. But I done told y'all before, and I'm gonna throw her under the bus. Don't call me after the doctor that gave you some swab for your medicine. Call me when you get sick.
Yeah.
So I'm putting you under the bus. Call me when you get sick or when you think it's coming, because that's when the prayer warriors in the portion room going to come in. Don't call me later after the doctor says you got this, you got that. Oh, no.
You know what, Pastor E? It wasn't no time. It just came about and just started dripping down. And you know me, being in history and nursing, I knew what it was, and I just immediately went because it was just raining down. I don't know if it was just out at the playground with the children or what it was. Good evening, my beautiful sister and my beautiful brother.
God bless.
And the listeners. God bless. But I tell you, it's better now because I was sitting here trying to do one eye, a patch on, trying to do things, and then I was straining the other eye, so I couldn't do it. So I said, let me just lay them down. You know, these aging eyes, let me lay them down and give them some rest so I can be 100% the rest of the week. Glory be to God. But I miss you guys, family. And Minister Michelle, my heart goes out, but I know, glory to God, go get that master's girl. Speech pathologist.
Thank you.
So needed. This is an awesome collaboration, family. Yeah.
Praise God. Yes.
Awesome. But you know what? I came in and everything, and I've been listening to them. You know, I know this is Man Up the Movement, but Pastor E, you were saying something. You were saying, like, most of the men on number three, they said that preferably they want to stay single. Oh, no, wait a minute. It could be some women, and I know with me, with age. You know, Minister Michelle, we had this conversation that
right.
I am so concerned with being single, and I tell you, but
a lot of people are.
Yeah, if people are not content, they need to get on them a singles cruise and be content amongst others that's single also, you know, because I tell you, sometimes, family, people look at what others have, and you can't look at what others have. Minister Michelle has a good husband, I want me one. You can't look at what others have. That ain't what God may want for you right now. You got to look and be content with. Yeah, amen. Be content with
amen.
Who you are. I don't look at others when they have beautiful children and beautiful grandchildren and having more grandchildren. I say, ooh, glory to God, because I said, that ain't what the Heavenly Father wanted for me in life. So I got to ask, what does He want for Terry? And make
praise
it
God.
Personal. Praise God
right.
all the time.
Praise God. That's a good point.
I tell you, Pastor E, I'm still here. The eye was messed up,
you know,
but I tell you,
look,
didn't do nothing.
You know, I'm going to call you out. I'm like, where you at? Where you at?
I know. I told sis, I said, he texted me and a message, where you at? I was trying to get it together. And, you know, pink eye is so contagious. Just being in the presence of somebody, someone can catch it. So I had to patch it up with the children here. And make sure, you know, I didn't spread it to no one else in the household, anyone I came in contact with, and, you know, hand washing and all the rest. But I tell you, family, Minister Michelle, you know you are truly loved, and you will be missed. And like Pastor E said, you
thank
are
you.
Always
thank
with
you, my beautiful
spirit.
Sister.
And I'm
absolutely.
Praying for you.
And I will drop
for
in
that
for that sure.
Yes, praying for that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I need the prayer. I appreciate it, sister.
I'm gonna be knocking on her door all the time. When you free? When you got? Can you come over? Let's be
Jesus.
Yes,
yes.
I'm getting calls on you. They be like, where are you? Come on.
Yes,
praise God.
I have one of my. It was a Facebook friend this morning. Her name is Jennifer Thompson. I don't know if she was able to get on the call. But she was wanting us to pray for her daughter-in-law who's in ICU. And she's in ICU. She said she didn't say specifically.
Did she tell you her name?
Her name is Tamika.
Tamika. Let's do that right now. First of all, let's pray for Minister Terry. That all the infection, all the bacteria, All the things that are trying to come against your sight, against your eyes, are loosed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Minister Michelle, go ahead and pray for her. And then let's pray for the young lady. Tell me her name again.
Tamika.
We're going to pray for you. Go ahead, Minister Michelle. Pray for Tamika and, well, Minister Terry first. If someone else has a prayer need tonight, I think we've answered all the questions. And if you have any more comments, we do have a Women Speak Now page and a Provoke to Purpose page and the Now Radio for You page that you can put any comments there. But let's go into prayer. I want to pray for the woman of God, Minister Terry. I know that God has already healed you, but we're going to pray with you. We're going to pray for Tamika. Anybody else need prayer, get on. The portion room is open. If you can give freely tonight, give into the portion room. Grace, favor, love, healing. Anything that God has for you that you say you can give away freely, give it to them. I'm giving it all right now. Take it in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Minister Michelle.
Yes. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you, Father God, just acknowledging, Lord, that you are God alone, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being a loving God. We thank you, Father God, that you are the healer, Lord. So we ask you now as we lift up our beautiful sister, Minister Terry, unto you, Father God. We know that you already have worked it out, Father God. We know that your word says, by your stripes, we are healed. So by your stripes, we receive Terry healing right now, Father God. We thank you for it, Lord. We speak life over her situation, Father God. We thank you for moving on her behalf, Father God.
Jesus.
We thank you for her faith, Lord, because it's by her faith that she is healed, Lord. So by her faith, Father God, she reaches out and she touches the hem of your garment, Father God, to receive that healing, Lord. And we thank you that you do heal us, Father God. We thank you that you hear us, Father God. Not only do you hear, Lord, but you move on our behalf. And we thank you that you're moving now, Lord, as you are healing her now, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We just love you, Father God. We worship and we adore you, Lord. You are a mighty good God, Father God, and we thank you now for her healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We also lift up our sister Tamika, Lord, who's in ICU,
Lord.
Father God, but we know that you are moving on her behalf as
cover
well, Father
her.
God. So right now, we ask you, Lord, that you cover
heal
her with the blood of Jesus, Lord.
Yes,
we pray,
Jesus.
Father God, that you will move on her behalf, Lord. We pray that you orchestrate whatever the situation is, Father God, that you give her favor, Lord, Father God. You move whatever needs to happen, Father God. If it's surgery, Lord, that you touch the surgeon's hand, Father God. Whatever it is, Lord, that you regulate it, Father God. You regulate her blood, her breathing, all her vital signs will line up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And oh, Father God, we thank you for healing her, Father God. We thank you for healing Tamika, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over her situation,
right
over her life, Father God. Father God, from the top of her head down to all of her feet,
right
Father God.
Now.
And we'll be careful, Lord. Oh, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory.
Glory.
Father God, it belongs to you,
praise.
Lord. We thank you for being a healer. Father God,
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you for being a balm in Gilead, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We love you. We honor you. We adore you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Right.
And it is so. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Ooh,
amen. Amen. Who received? And I know Tamika received and Jennifer. Yes, done, finished, and complete. Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I tell you, family,
Lord.
I love and appreciate. And you know what, Pastor E? I did see that what you had sent out for Sylvia Nunes, the angels, for the book pack for the
Amen.
Children. So,
oh, yeah, we
I
need your help.
With you. Yeah,
we
you
need
gotta get my
help.
And
we,
then,
we want to really help the kids in Compton, and there are a lot. Okay, there
oh,
are a
yeah.
lot of
you
kids
know what?
Out there that their parents cannot do for them.
Listen,
and we want to make an
Amen.
Impact in our community.
Ministry.
Come out, help us out. Bring a pack. Bring some notepads, some three ring binders. Bring pencils. Bring just come
we'll
go downtown and buy a bunch of stuff and drop it off. We gonna make
Amen.
The bag.
And you know what?
Happen, but we need your help. We really
do. We were all children of Compton, so you know you always have to give back, and you never forget where you're from. You never forget
Praise
how
God.
Far the Heavenly Father had brought you, and you never forget that He has never left us or forsaken us. Glory be to God.
Glory to
and
God.
And the children,
Amen.
The children are our teachers.
Yes, it is.
I admire each and everything you do for the children. Matter of fact, Pastor E, where's your grand?
Oh, they right here?
Oh, glory be to God.
No. Tonight was like, can I be your guest? I was like, no, this collaboration night.
Yes.
Zion is going to be, my grandson Zion is going to be my personal guest on August 8th. He's gonna be my one-on-one guest. We are gonna fellowship. That's a week before they leave. So
okay.
I've already scheduled him in. I had a couple of people tentative. I scratched him off because he came in tonight and said, "Can I be your guest?" I was like, "Not tonight. It's a collaboration. It's grown folks talk tonight, boy."
Yes. Glory to God. All right.
You hear that,
God bless. Well,
Michelle,
God bless.
It's grown folks talk tonight. You gotta get.
Yeah, it, definitely that.
Yeah.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Yes,
but he will be coming on August 8th. He will be my personal one-on-one guest. We're going to let him share what God has done for him in the last 2 months and where his visions and his purpose is. The boy's fired up. I don't know if you guys saw the video on Facebook the other day. I couldn't keep him off the stage and a mic in his hand. So that was so encouraging, and he's so talented.
Yeah,
and my granddaughter also is very, very articulate. So we've been having a good time. And you guys continue to pray for us. But, you know, wherever
definitely.
You see me, you'll see them.
Glory to God. You know what sis told me to tell you? When I was telling her you've had the two witches, she said, "Tell Pastor he making me look bad here." You know, with them grands. I said, "You know, Pastor, he can do it all. He cook, clean, do it all, them grands." And I was telling her on the show, "Hey, Pastor, he don't play with them either. You know, he believe in discipline." Sometimes
I believe they mama going to be so proud when they get back, because they going to treat her like a queen, because they've been with me for over 60 days.
Yes.
Amen.
Awesome. Praise God. I tell you, you're breaking, Minister Michelle, he's breaking records here with the amount of time kept only with the grandchildren, day and night. Praise God.
Pastor,
hats off to you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
God bless
you
guys, family. Love you all. Good night.
Love you too,
sister. Thank you.
Go on and shake it off. Shake it off. Say it's done. Shake it off.
Done.
Shake it off.
Done.
Thank you.
Shake it off. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
All right. Love you. Now, we're going to close this out. I want to bring in Evangeline Virginia. I know she has been sitting there anticipating this call. Anybody else want to get in with a quick response? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Before we go any further, I want to introduce, because I know you guys know each other, but I want to introduce Minister Charlene, who will be coming on board for the collaboration.
Awesome.
Minister Charlene, I know you had a comment, but I want to bring you on board and just welcome you to your new assignment here on the Now Network.
Welcome, Minister Charlene. God bless you. I know you're going to be awesome and amazing, and I'm just so happy to hear that it's you, because I know what you're capable of, and I know what you bring. You got that fire, that Holy Ghost fire. Praise God.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I thank God for Mr. Michelle and Pastor E. That was my nickname, Charlene, but you know, Charlene is my name.
Charlene.
But I do thank God for the the message.
Wait a minute, did I mess it up again? Charlene. Didn't I say Charlene?
Charlene, but I'm not mad at you. That was my nickname.
Okay, don't.
Hey, man.
We're gonna make sure we have that all right.
Yeah,
thank God.
I thank God for the collaboration, and I thank God for what I've heard and learned. And I have a friend that has been chiming in, texting me. She's from my hometown. I grew up to school with her, and I've been praying for her. She wanted to know, was anybody talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 7? And I was thinking about it as far as the single men and women, that she was saying that verse 1 says, "Now concerning the things which you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman." So we know that on that level, to avoid fornication, avoid any sin, that, you know what I'm saying, in the body, is to refrain ourselves from such, you know, going out on dates, being in each other's houses pertaining to that particular style of dating, so that you're not tempted. But then I was like, well, you know, what was on my heart was from Romans chapter 8. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death." And it just keeps on going on, and it's telling us to be carnally minded is death in verse 6, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So you all were asking the questions why a man would have a difficulty worshiping God and spiritual and his emotions. Because walls are up. Their sin, they could be because of sin, past sins, overcoming them, being vulnerable to God for God to heal them from the damage that was done, whether, you know, the guiltiness of it, the feeling shame of it, you know, but yet you're in the house of God, you got to fight through all that. And we know it's important to have a prayer life outside of the confines of a church building when you're in there. And, you know, I like to answer this, the brothers, the man of God, Pastor Ian and Pastor Dwayne said, you know, you, before God, you're vulnerable before God. It's not a showboat. It's not a, I'm more spiritual than the next person. some brothers run around the church because, you know, they're celebrating their liberty, their victory. You know what I'm saying? That they're not bound and they're free to worship God, you know, with a heart of celebration, you know, and jubilee. You know, it's like, Lord, you know, you broke these chains. Now I can think right. Now I can see right. Now I can seek your heart and mind concerning me and my body, concerning me and my motives, my intentions, that there's no agenda or goal. Yes, sex might have been the motive why they've gotten married and did these things like that, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, is it wholesome? Is it the heart of God? Is the mind of God what God's put in my heart? He said, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. The desires your heart should desire that are pure. You know, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So our hearts are wicked, the Bible says. Who can know it? So the conviction is, God, cleanse my heart.
Amen.
Purge me and wash me, prune me, because I've got stinking thinking going on. There's things I've seen, heard, and watched and done that was unholy, ungodly, impure. In my spirit impure, in my mind impure, in my heart impure. Filthy imaginations, dreams, things that, I mean, it's just, sin just tries to go maverick wherever you want to go. So, Lord, I want to be holy. I want to be pure in heart. Talking, it sounds good. Hearing, it sounds good. But, Lord, let it be my reality. Somebody said worship is a lifestyle. It's a, you know, you being holy when nobody's looking. When nobody knows what's going on behind the closed doors, when you go into your house, you lock your door and you say goodnight, or you know, when you come home from church before you even got to church. But it's really an awareness that God sees me. God is with me, and he's concerned that I'm living holy before him in secret and in my life. You know, when you say, I'm not there yet, but it's God's heart to get you there so that you can be a walking, living example. Even if you ain't even trying to showboat it, it speaks for itself. The hand of God on your life, him, the result of him purging your life, the result of him bringing the conviction to change your life, that is in spirit and in truth, and you worshiping him in spirit and truth. The tears might fall, but because of the walls, you know what I'm saying? We have to, like, look, Lord, help me to trust you as you're coming behind the wall, coming into where I'm living at, to where, you know, to the real me, who I am, to make me brand new. Praise God. Glory.
Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Hey. Awesome. Glory be to God.
Because you got to think about it. And I'm not going to be on the phone all day with this. You got to think about it. Remember the story about the 10 lepers, right? And Jesus, he healed them. But one turned around and said, thank you.
Thank
you. He said, well, what happened to the nine?
Wasn't
there nine with you? And he, that one that said thank you, he went home completely whole. He was healed from the stigmatism that he was a leper. He was healed from the comments and the thoughts of them saying, unclean, look at you, you're unclean, you're filthy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was
Amen.
Made whole. And
yes,
and it, he wasn't necessarily better than the other ones, but the healing within, the healing inside his soul. It's like, can you imagine what they still had to deal with? They may not have the leprosy on their skin, but guess what they had to deal with? Emotional, mental, psychological, they had to overcome it. You know, so praise God. We're overcoming as the days go by, but it's
yes,
a humble.
Yes, we are. Yes,
it's
we
like
are.
It's like a heart of gratitude, thanksgiving. Like, Lord, the monkey's off my back. It's like, and everybody's situation is their own individual walk. We turn to overcoming whatever doors they've opened or have allowed or what was born in us. The sin, we were born in sin. So God is trying to cleanse and wash his church. He's trying to sanctify us holy, so we can be holy. But we want to. It's more than just talking it and walking it and living it. It's like, Lord, let it be in my heart. You know, because God, look at that heart now. He knows.
Amen.
It's like Lord, what you see. It's got locks on it, got chains on it. I might be looking out the bars like, Lord, free me. But he know how to melt the bars and say, come on out. You know, you have a dog on a leash, and the dog, you got a new house, and you tell the dog, and that dog went on that leash because, you know, you're trying to get everything, the yard ready and everything, and get the dog house built. Then you give him the dog house and the chain off him. He want to stay within that 5 feet of the door. It's like, you can run around in the yard now. You know, you're free not to sin and live a sinful life. You're free because you're not bound and broke down. You know what I'm saying? From things that broke you down. You know.
Amen.
And you want to have a clear mind and conscience so you can make God decisions. Like, God, show me how to make decisions that I wasn't born into, or, you know, being a Christian in sin, I wasn't born into automatically make. Because if
yes.
I'm taking everybody's advice except what I'm supposed to be taking, I'm rejected. God's not trying to heal us to get back damage again. He's trying to heal us so we can be free to worship Him and praise Him and live for Him. And it's progression, but it's okay that, you know, you got to tell some friends, I can't hang with you. You know, you're my friend, but I can't take this advice right here. I got to be free. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I know it's going to be fantastic, Pastor E. I will listen to the archives. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
I was muted. I said, I appreciate everybody because Thursday, we coming hard, Minister Michelle.
Okay. I'm ready. Excited.
Oh, we know you're ready, but all the ladies ready. We need you guys to get in on this broadcast Thursday night.
Yes,
This is the actual launch party for Minister Michelle going off to college, and we are going to just lift her up and really, 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 really celebrate her on Thursday. But get ready for the collaboration. It's going to be tight. Any closing remarks, woman of God?
No, just want to say that the men did an excellent job. I enjoyed my time here. The church has spoken. Well, yeah. What is it? God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Let the church say amen. God bless you guys.
God bless you.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.